The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Handoff, Elliott plowing to the goal line. Barry, sacked by Lord. Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now, your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Patrick Walker, and Kyle Yeomans.
Go! Go! Dallas Cowboys!
For the ninth time in 2022, it is a Victory Monday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, as the Cowboys absolutely dismantle the Indianapolis Colts. They take the horseshoe, they shove it into the sand, and a massive win for the Dallas Cowboys on Week 13, Sunday Night Football. Welcome in, everybody, to the SWBC Studios at the Star in Frisco, alongside Isaiah Standback, Patrick No.C. Walker. I'm Kyle Yeomans.
That's definitely not where I thought you were going with that one.
The look on your face when I stop.
Oh, my God.
I was talking, you know, you play horseshoes, you throw it into a sand.
Yeah, Kyle, sure.
Yeah.
And they stuffed it in, though. Beamer had his hand right over the doggone button back there.
Yeah, it had the mute button ready to roll.
Super pause.
Oh. How's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Are you like first quarter, second quarter fantastic? Or are you more like 33 unanswered points in the fourth quarter fantastic? Is that which one would you rate yourself right now?
The first couple of quarters wasn't, I don't know that fantastic would be the adjective I would have used.
Sure.
But if you're talking about that 33 in the fourth, I mean, you go into the fourth quarter with only a two-point lead, but you don't end the fourth quarter with only a two-point lead. Mm. Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all of their sandals, the Cowboys just took those boys out back and beat them like they stole something.
Mm.
And I like it. It's provocative.
I like it a lot.
Gets the people going. See, this is the type of victory where it's like, okay, you beat who you were supposed to beat, but the fashion in which you did it is also the fashion in which you were supposed to do it. It wasn't supposed to be like you struggling to get going against an injury-ravaged New York Giants. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like seeing that team from Eastern Philadelphia struggle to put away this very same Indianapolis Colts team that the Cowboys just basically eviscerated on national television in primetime. I don't want to say it's a statement win for the Cowboys in that they sent any kind of message because of who the opponent was, but it was certainly a statement in the fact that they're not going to continue to shoot themselves in the foot, hopefully. Penalties, only three yesterday, a season low. Went from a season high on Thanksgiving 13 to a season low. They got it fixed, just keep it fixed, and this is what the Cowboys can be going forward.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I'm with the end of the second quarter Cowboys. I like that's mm-hmm. when it really started to you know change up. Mr. Malik Hooker had a heck of a day.
Talk about it.
I was so excited for him.
Against his former team.
No,
too.
We knew that. We knew it was going to be a big game for him. Yeah. We didn't know that it was going to result in you know his performance, but we knew that he was hyped for the game. I mean, who wouldn't want to play against a team that didn't believe in you? They got you, and then they didn't believe in you, and then you know. Dispersed of you, and now all of a sudden you had to face him. You know, he went up there and took care of business. So he really started things off at the end of that first half, and then from there on we just steamrolled him, just freaking steamrolled him. You just took a snowball, you balled it up, you compacted it nice and tight at the top of the hill, and you just rolled that thing down.
And
there. It wasn't yellow snow.
It was not yellow snow. Mm-mm.
Nope, not yesterday. I think that's the biggest thing for this is there's so many ways you could take it away, right? Mm-hmm. You could look at this win and say you won 35 points down the road. You were able to put this one away late. You were able to run the football. You slowed down the run for the most part. There were times when Jonathan Taylor and the Colts had success, but for the most part, 21 carries, 82 yards. That's 3.5 per pop, and as long of 19, you'll take it.
All day.
Take it all day, every day. You were able to take Matt Ryan and work him into some trouble as well. You took the football away multiple times. But it was the way that you finished, not the way you started, which is a conversation because there have been slow starts that have hurt the Cowboys in the past.
And against good teams, it will hurt you.
Yeah. Right.
Indianapolis is not a good team. We saw that again yesterday. However, you were able to finish so strong that it was encouraging moving forward, right?
It was. I mean, I think Indianapolis, but there was a certain point in time where they just said, oh, screw it. You know what I mean?
Break them.
Yeah, exactly. You broke their
break
will.
Break them.
Yeah, you broke their will for sure. But, you know, you still went out there and made plays. And the thing is, like, this team is learning how to put teams away. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it in the past where Dallas has kind of let teams kind of hang around and all, you know, whether they felt like they didn't need to really put the pedal to the metal or whether they just didn't. Either way, that's gone out the window. And now you're seeing when they're in position to really start, like, hammering teams, like, right, we're going to beat you up. You're here. You showed up, right? Now we're just going to beat you up. I don't care if you lay down. I don't care if you quit. I don't care what it is that you do that doesn't allow for you to perform at your best. We're still going to give you this work as long as we're within this doggone 60 minutes.
It kind of reminded me of a college football game. To a certain extent, where it's a team that's a playoff caliber team. It's the Ohio States, the Michigans, the, of course, Georgia this year. I just didn't want to say it in front of your face, Patrick.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
It tastes good when you said it.
No, I don't like
taste
it.
The air, taste, taste the air.
Bugs.
Taste the air.
Not really. Yeah, but it's one of those teams that you may stick around with them for a little bit, right? You mm-hmm. may stick in there. You're going to fight them, and you're going to claw, scratch your
Valiant
way.
Valiant effort.
Great effort all the way through, but in the end – yeah, you're going to get beat up.
Two pieces of biscuit.
Yeah, so I saw that yesterday. The other thing that was really encouraging was how many people got involved.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
How many Cowboys had their fingerprints all over this game? Because Dak Prescott stat line, 20 of 30, 170, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He made kind of a weird decision on throwing that football into a tight window. Michael Gallup had some contact, fell to the ground. Stephon Gilmore was there for the pick.
Yeah, it was on both.
It was. Contact from both guys.
Yeah, I mean, sure. It was. I personally wouldn't have thrown the flag because I don't think there was enough contact.
No.
I think that Michael Gallup could have powered through that. And you saw him do that on Thanksgiving on multiple occasions against the Giants. And I think Dak Prescott knew that Michael Gallup has the physicality to go through Gilmore and get that. So that's why he threw that ball there, thinking that, you know, the effort would be there. Gallup's effort was not there, unfortunately. But they got it cleaned up. Michael Gallup with 2 touchdowns, mm-hmm. his first 2 touchdown game since 2020. But what's even more impressive, like you said, Kyle, there's so many takeaways here.
Yeah.
What's even more impressive is that this team dropped 54 and they were far from perfect in the first half.
Sure.
If they were perfect, are we talking about a 60-point game?
70?
65, 70. Listen, and that's no exaggeration. Are we talking about a 65, 70-point game? This was just an absolute dismantling, and you just love to see it.
And that's kind of where I was going, was that the mistakes happened early. Dak Prescott threw a pick. Michael Gallup fell down on the route and things of the sort. But Gallup had 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott came back, threw 3 touchdowns. And then you had Tony Pollard with 91 yards and 2 scores. Ezekiel Elliott had 77 yards and a score. CeeDee Lamb had 71 yards and a score. He was starting to play well, too, getting the ball in space. He was able to run the football a little bit, had 23 yards on the ground as well. So it wasn't just one guy. It was a lot of youth, too, that stepped up.
The youngsters.
Damone Clark, Sam Williams, Tyler Smith all played well. Then you had Deron Bland have the game of his life. When you have so many guys coming together like that, you just don't want to get left out.
We've talked about it. This defense in particular, it's a party. And the last thing you want to be is an outsider at a party. You don't want to be the one, you know, hearing all the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And you're looking in the window and everybody got their fist pump going on. And you're sitting on the outside like, oh, that sure looks
nice.
Night at
the Roxbury.
You know, like, wow, I wish I was invited.
I wish I was in there. No, go walk up the dog downstairs and open the door and get involved with the party. You know what I'm saying?
Go to the punch bowl. Is that what you did back in the day?
No, I was studying, Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, go to the dog on punch bowl, take you one back to the head, and go ahead and get after it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what all these guys did. Every single guy on this defense showed their tail, right? When guys went down, other guys stepped up. Barr started off the game hot. Damone Clark was ripping and running. Donovan Wilson was in there hitting people. D-Law was doing his thing. You can go right down the line, right? Watkins had a heck of a game up front. These guys all wanted to be a part of the party, and that's what this competitive nature. I talked to you about it, Kyle. When DQ's name got thrown in the pot prior to him getting hired, I said, this dude is a culture changer, and he's all about competition. And we bring competition, you're either going to step up or you're going to step out. We've seen guys, unfortunately, had to step out, and they're no longer with this organization. Really good players, but they didn't obviously compete to the level that's required to be on this defense. If you're on this defense, you're one heck of a competitor, and if you're not, you're not going to be around.
I feel like, obviously, you know, the word resiliency is such an appropriate motto for this team this season. But when it comes to the defense, I think another appropriate phrase would be get you some, mm-hmm. right? Get you some. It's like if one guy hits the quarterback, the next guy wants to get him some. Or, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence. You see it in sounds from the sideline. Tank is talking to Michael, or this is how you go and get you some. Mm. The cornerbacks and the safeties, an interception happens, and they look at the next guy. Go out there and get you some. Deron Bland, go get you one. You got one, go get you another one. And it's like Isaiah said, don't be the outsider. Get up in the party. Get to the punch bowl. Get to the DJ. Right? Make your request. Let's go for a night at the Roxbury.
That's right.
Doom, 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 doom. And that's what the Cowboys defense has done, but even more.
Dang it, Kyle. You've never seen Night at the Roxbury?
Come on, you've seen Night at the Roxbury.
Dang it, Kyle.
Beamer. Nope. Sorry, guys.
We'll grow you. We'll grow you. Classic. But also as equally as impressive is you talk about an offense that even with the miscues early has shown that they can just bully you, right? Let's talk about CeeDee Lamb for a second. I don't think people understand what CeeDee Lamb is doing over these past two or three games. And granted, this wasn't a 100-yard game. You know, coming in, he had 150, 100-yard game over his previous two.
Yeah.
Or his previous three, I'm sorry. But look at how he got this 77 yards. He was running around and through guys. And I think the microcosm of how physical his evening was on that pass where he breaks a tackle on the left sideline, and then he sees the defensive back between him and the goal line. And he says to himself, you know what? I might not get this touchdown, but you're going to feel me when you wake up in the morning. Lowers his shoulder, pops the guy. It drives him out of bounds. It levels the guy, drives him out of bounds. And then what does CeeDee do? He turns around and just stares down at the guy. The ref had his hand on the flag like, I'm about to throw this taunting penalty. And CeeDee held that stare just long enough, and then he let up.
He didn't have the third pump.
Yeah, he didn't. The third pump was absent.
Didn't have the third one.
2.9 pumps exactly. in his stare.
Dude, you know what? That's a great point that you bring up. That is the most impressive part of CeeDee's game in terms of his development. You know, I've been pretty tough on CeeDee in terms sure. of him being a leader, but it never questioned his ability to make plays on the field. The one aspect of his game that I'm really impressed and proud of for in terms of his coming along is his physicality. And yes, to the point that you just made, in terms of how physical he is with the ball, I'm most impressed with how physical he's been off the ball.
Yep.
In terms of his unselfish nature to go out there and block physically for Facts. TP, Facts. For Zeke, for anybody else that has a Brock in their hand, that's the part of the game that you're not going to hear anybody talk about on NFL Network, ESPN, any of those things, but you will hear it here on Talking Cowboys. This guy is going out there and putting those fisticuffs on people, lifting them up, driving them off the ball, driving them to the sideline, and chucking them. Yeah, absolutely, right? I'm talking about knuckle style, right? And he's throwing people around even when it doesn't benefit him. It benefits his teammates. And then when he has opportunity to get the ball in his hands, now he's just simply just carrying that forward, right? You think he's down? No, I'm not down. You're going to have to bring me down with a lot more force than that. Oh, you think I'm about to run out of bounds? No, you're about to get these shoulder pads all up in your grill, right? Egg muffins. Let's go. So he's doing that, and I love that because it's bringing a toughness to this room, and I didn't expect it to come from him.
And that was kind of the conversation early on. When things weren't going his way, it was body language. Yep. It was blocking. It was effort. That's not the case anymore. No, he's growing into that mindset of being the alpha, of being that number one wide receiver, which was expected to happen this year.
It's clicked.
It was expected to happen in week two, week three. Now it's not even just the numbers, like Patrick said a moment ago. It was the creativity of how they're getting the football to him. Credit to Kellen Moore in that regard. There was one play, I believe it was in the first half. It was back-to-back sweeps. They put CeeDee Lamb in motion. He came motion from right to left. Dak put his foot in the ground again. Lamb came from left to right after he put his foot in the ground, handed the football off, turned upfield, first down. Next play, he was lined up on the left side. Dak put his foot in the ground. CeeDee comes in motion from left to right, takes the handoff on the sweep. The exact same play, just without motion.
Yeah.
And he turns upfield and he's got a first down. The creativity that they're getting him the football with is impressive. But what's more impressive is what Isaiah is talking about here. It's the mindset. It's the attitude. It's the physical capability of blocking a guy 10 yards down the field and allowing your guys around you to trust you.
Because that's what most people don't see, right? And no disregard to anybody. But what most people don't see is when you go into the team room and you're watching this film. Okay, you watch the film individually, but then you watch it as a team as well or a position group.
Laser pointer.
Yeah, the laser pointer. These like everybody's paying attention. Are you working hard only when it benefits you?
Yeah.
Are you working hard only when the opportunities are going to put you on a highlight reel? Or are you really working your tail off to make the play for other guys? And everybody on the team recognizes that, right? It doesn't get talked about a whole lot on the outside, but on the inside, guys see it. Okay, I see you out there blocking on the backside of the play. Okay, I see you. I see you driving this guy all the way to the sideline when the other guys are getting yak yardage. Okay, I see you. So now what does that do? That presents leadership qualities. Mm. That starts adding to, okay, I see what you're doing, CD. You're not just a playmaker. Okay, you actually care about other guys. You're going to exude your energy when other guys have the rock. Okay, all right, maybe I can look at you in a little bit different light now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger than that versus a guy that just shows up and, okay, give me the ball.
Actions speak louder than
Absolutely.
Words, right?
And what's also impressive is Lamb helped be the stabilizer in this particular game for Dak Prescott, wherein typically that stabilizer is Dalton Schultz. There was a little bit of a disconnect between Dalton Schultz and Dak consistently throughout this game. And CeeDee Lamb was, again, he was right there. The miscue with Michael Gallup that led to the interception. Before Gallup and Dak finally got on the right page, CeeDee Lamb was right there being that stabilizer, being that equalizer in the passing game for Dak Prescott, while Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott were just feasting out of the backfield. And also shouts out to Malik Davis. Malik Davis cited later.
He found the score.
Absolutely. And it was a fantastic run. Broke a tackle and then put the Jets.
I'm happy for him because he had that one taken away earlier in the season.
He did.
And that would have been his first career touchdown. And they got wiped off because of a holding penalty.
Shout out.
Finally got in the end zone.
And we went into this game, Kyle and Isaiah, talking about, and rightfully so, how the Colts as a team, their overall record was more reflective of the offensive struggles, but not the defense, because the defense has some dudes, right, particularly up front. Yeah. And this was still a Cowboys team, even with the miscues early, had 21 points before they exploded to get the rest of the points. Mm-hmm. So the Colts, yeah, for those that are saying, oh, well, it's only the Colts. Okay, hashtag keep that energy. Because, again, this Colts defense is the same defense that put the Colts in position to upset the Philadelphia Eagles before giving up the goal on that one particular play. And I think you missed Shaquille Leonard on that play.
Yeah.
But this is not a Colts defense that's bad. This defense is pretty damn good up front and in the secondary, and they just got lambasted. 54 points. And there was a certain point in the game, to Isaiah's point, where you saw the Colts, they're just emotionally, they broke down.
Yeah, they shut it down.
And they were just like, you know what, we're okay.
Screw it. Hurry up and get the game over.
Yeah.
We don't even care anymore.
The fighting Jeff Saturdays didn't fight on Sunday. So, you know.
That's the thing, though, is, and you mentioned the hashtag keep that energy and kind of going along with it. I don't care who you are. If you're in the NFL and you win a game 54-19 on prime time.
It's not supposed to happen.
Sunday night football. In front of the entire world? No. I mean, you could be playing a high school team, and that high school team's still going to get up and play.
Yeah.
They're still going to have an opportunity to try and at least make it something, right? Not the case. This is a beat down by every sense
down.
Of the word.
It was a beat down.
Especially in that fourth quarter.
And we heard it up there in the press box, too. Ooh. The frustrations from the Colts organization.
And this is yeah, you did. There was a whole lot of unpleasantries. Verbal unpleasantries being tossed around by the Colts.
Sorry,
office. Indy. But you know, this is a Colts defense that has Ngakoue and Kwity Paye and
they got dudes.
And Grover Stewart, et cetera, et cetera.
DeForest Buckner gave some problems.
But the thing is, we talked about it.
They sacked show. Dak Prescott once.
Yeah. But I mean, also, the offensive line is number one in the league in terms of sacks allowed. So
15 now.
15 now. Right. Dallas Cowboys offensive line is number one in terms of protecting Dak, okay? But the thing is, we talked about it in the pregame show, how do you neutralize all these guys that they have up front? You just run the freaking ball.
Right.
And Dallas ran for 220 yards.
Ooh. Yeah.
220. Oh, yeah.
Good segue.
There was a point where, and I tweeted it at that point, there was a point in the game where Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott both literally had the same amount of carries, eight, and the same amount of yardage, combined yardage at that point. And it just showed pure balance behind Dak Prescott. And if you're a pass rusher, it doesn't matter if you're DeForest Buckner or, you know, Ngakoue, Yannick Ngakoue, it doesn't matter. You can't rush the passer if there's no pass to rush. And then once the Cowboys got them playing the run, it became play action, it became CeeDee Lamb, it be it in the air or, you know, sweeps with CeeDee Lamb. And Kellen Moore was, again, in his bag. And the Cowboys, they began to execute. But also equally, if not more importantly, there wasn't the laundry. Mm-hmm. There wasn't the laundry. 10 fewer penalties over a week prior. This is how you decimate teams. And, hey, by all means, go ahead and toss OBJ into this 54-point mix.
Why not? Why not? I want to talk about the run game when we come back on the other side of the break, because there's a lot of credit to go around, but I think that was the most impressive thing to me in this Cowboys offense. I'm going to see if you guys think the same. When we come back right after this on More Talking Cowboys.
When you build, you start with the foundation. And home ownership is a foundation of a stable future. The Bank of America Community Home Ownership Commitment has helped over 34,000 people lay the groundwork so far, with up to $10,000 towards your down payment or 3% of the purchase price, whichever is less. The satisfaction of owning your own place can become a reality. Visit bankofamerica.com/homeowner to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, equal housing lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Lil Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
This December, the only thing hotter than the Dallas Cowboys will be the Enlist Cowboys Nation gift options. Visit your local pro shop or log on to shop.dallascowboys.com. A Fanatics experience and give the gift of the star this holiday season. Welcome back in to Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys, following a 54-19 win for the Cowboys over the Indianapolis Colts. Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Nosey Walker, Chris Beam in the back. I'm Kyle Yeomans.
I'm kind of sad, Kyle.
Why?
Because during the pregame show yesterday, we're on the stage out there on the AT&T Plaza.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we look out from the stage, Nosey, and we can see a nice-sized truck.
Okay. Nice.
And it's branded and painted. And we could just see the logo, Black Rifle Coffee Company. We could see it, right? Okay. It's right across from us. And I wanted to reach out and grab one.
The BRCC.
The truck?
The truck.
Oh, you're going to grab the truck.
Okay. Yeah, truck. No, I wanted to grab a Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay.
But I couldn't reach it. And I was just, in my head, somebody from Black Rifle was going to say, oh, those are our people over there from Talking Cowboys. And they was going to walk over and they didn't do it. So I was sad.
And you were sitting over there like that scene in Wayne's World, Garth in the cabin.
Yes. My arm just couldn't go.
I believe you can make it.
There were a lot of people in between you and that.
There was
truck
a lot of people
too.
In between us. Yeah, so Black Rifle Coffee Company. Next time, if there is a next time that we're out
take
there.
Take care of your folks.
Y'all see it. Y'all kind of come take care of your take boys, man. We was out there cold. And we could have used some Black Rifle Coffee.
A little bit of heat.
Yeah, it started to, you know, precipitate.
Yeah, we was out there in the elements. We was out there for the people. Matter of fact, I'm a sad, double time sad. You know why?
Why?
Because we didn't see any Talking Cowboys signs out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see one.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, there were a lot of people that listened to the show.
True.
We got to meet a ton of people.
We appreciate that support.
Our listeners that are full-time, and we had a blast meeting every single
absolutely.
One of you. But in terms of physical poster board
signage. You
got to let
the world know, man.
Yeah, we didn't see any. That's okay. We tried. Maybe next time we're out there. Maybe when we're on the plaza for the playoffs.
That's a challenge, people.
At AT&T Stadium for the playoffs. Who knows? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right, gentlemen, it's again the ground game that works for the Cowboys.
Mm.
Tony Pollard got the start.
What?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Got the start.
What?
12 carries, 91 yards, which, by the way, for those math wizards out there, that's 7.5 yards per carry.
Yeah. Is that good?
Pretty damn good.
Seems good.
Two touchdowns, a long of 30. Tony Pollard ate like Tony Pollard normally eats. He added another 2 receptions for 15 yards as well. Ezekiel Elliott had a touchdown, his first of his career against the Colts. He had 17 carries for 77 yards, 4.5 yards per carry.
I have to burst your bubble, Kyle.
What's up?
Tony Pollard had the third worst run per carry average last night for the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. Who was better?
CeeDee Lamb.
Wow.
11.5.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis.
Step it up.
9.7.
Step it up.
TP was 7.6, and then Zeke with a 4.5. I mean, the worst rush per attempt average was 4.5 yards per carry.
Yeah, that was obliteration. That was just.
Okay, who deserves the credit for that, though? Are we cutting Tony Pollard because he had the third worst?
Step it up, Tony.
Average.
Oh my gosh, you hear all these murmurs about how Tony Pollard's the starter now and Zeke is now backing up TP. What's.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, man.
Also not true, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The running back coach, Skip Pete, said, man, listen here, man. People are making too much of a stir about this whole situation. Some plays are more beneficial for TP. Some plays are more beneficial for Zeke. It doesn't freaking matter. These guys are rotating through. These guys, if we talked about it, the peanut butter and jelly, hamburger, ketchup, and freaking, well, we got mayo, mustard, whatever you want, okay? They go together. Okay, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who starts it. Okay, it's schematics, right? It doesn't have an effect over the game.
No.
As long as both of these guys are going out there and they're making their contributions the way in which they're supposed to, this team benefits from it. Y'all can write all day long. Oh my God, Zeke's not the starter anymore. He's giving up.
And they will.
Did they run for over 200 yards?
Yep.
Okay.
220.
220.
Rather effortlessly.
4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Dallas was the fourth in the league in terms of rushing touchdowns on the ground, but I don't know where they're at now. But now I think we're at 19, I want
to
say.
But here's to answer your question. Touchdowns on the ground, answer your question, Kyle. Who's responsible for it? Threefold. Kellen Moore for how he's
sticking
with it.
Would you have ever imagined that Kellen Moore would have had 220 yards rushing and 170 yards in the air?
Sticking with it. He saw that the passing game had some miscues early, and he just stuck with the run.
Who is this guy?
I love it.
I love it, too.
Pizza Boy is delivering.
I love it.
You understand?
I love
it. Number one, Kellen Moore. Shouts out to him. Number two, and this is not a ranking, right? So this is more like ABC, not 1, 2, 3. ABC.
Cowboys are currently second in the league behind the Eagles in terms of rushing touchdowns.
Ooh. And now look at what Ezekiel Elliott, that rested him well. He looked very fresh.
He did look good.
Did you see that cut?
That cut and then the mini hurdle?
Oh, there was a cut.
Oof,
where
that man
I think it was DeForest Buckner. I think he had penetrated their offensive line. He came across.
Gone.
And Zeke put the brakes on, hit a spin move, yeah. right, and Gone. Went up there. And I think he got maybe a yard, but it should have been like a minus three.
Gone.
Yeah. It, I mean, that, his agility
Moore,
is crazy.
The running backs themselves, and I can't sing high enough praise for this offensive line.
Yep, Philbin.
Right? And you talk about, it, yes, shouts out to Joe Philbin, offensive line coach, and his assistants as well, Leon Litt and those guys.
Yes.
But when you talk about opening up lanes, these guys are opening up lanes against very good defensive fronts in like DeForest Buckner and Yequity Pays, you know, and Yannick Ngakoue, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the plays that highlight just how dominant this offensive line is playing is Tony Pollard's touchdown, one of his touchdowns. When you look up and you see Tyler Smith and Tyler Biadasz 20 yards downfield, shoving guys
throwing
into lockers.
Yep.
Just shoving guys in the lockers. That was the epitome of what we're talking about when I say this offensive line deserves a ton of praise. Yes, Tony Pollard, he's doing damage when he gets in space like you know he can. Yes, Ezekiel Elliott, when he hits his lane, he can make guys miss, but also drop his shoulder and he can run through guys. And now you're seeing what Malik Davis can do as far as bouncing off tacklers and then speeding forward. But the lanes that are being opened, and I use that to segue to this. This was with the experimental rotation of Tyler at guard mm-hmm. and Jason Peters at tackle because talk about news and notes. Jerry Jones said this week Tyron Smith will see his 21-day window activated, practice window activated, and that doesn't mean the Cowboys are going to wait 21 days to see Tyron Smith back on the field.
Did you see Tyler? I know we saw it.
Yep.
Tyler Smith out the game in the third quarter. Peters came in at left tackle.
And it was Connor McGovern at left guard.
Yeah. They're working out the rotations right now because Big Dog is coming back. and Big Dog 7-7 might be back as early as this Texans game.
And here's the thing that gets interesting because I thought the guards yesterday had one of the best games of their season. Zach Martin's always great.
Well, you know, Zach's going to eat. Yeah.
But Connor McGovern played phenomenal yesterday. I really thought he had one of his best games. I thought Tyler Biadasz played exceptionally well. Tyler Smith had a better game than he did last week. He gave up 7 pressures last week. He didn't give up nearly that many this week. And he was good in the run game and actually played really, really well down the stretch to help spring some of those big runs. I thought Terrence Steele struggled a little bit. But that's going to happen when you're going up against Yannick Ngakoue one play, Kwity Paye the other play, and then DeForest Buckner a play after that. He struggled. However, it didn't matter because the 4 other guys that were there were doing their job to a limit that allowed Dallas to have a ton of success, both on the ground and protecting Dak Prescott as well.
I love it. I love it. You see what the offensive line is doing, and this is without them having gelled what the new rotation is going to look like. And the new rotation is going to look like Tyron next to Tyler, next to Tyler, next to Zach, next to Terrence.
Is that what you would do? If you were
that's what I would absolutely do.
That's what your lineup would be? Would
that gives you, and McGovern, that gives you one of the better backup interior linemen in the NFL. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And between him and Jason Peters being backups, you lose some of your young guys to injury on this offensive line. But between Peters and McGovern being your backup, I mean, your depth is not necessarily an issue now. It's certainly not talent-wise. I mean, body count-wise, quantity probably still. Talent-wise, you're solid.
I don't think I would touch McGovern personally.
You would leave him there?
Yeah.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I'm not
taking Tyler off the field.
I'm not moving 2 pieces. I'd rather move 1.
I don't think.
That's always a valid argument, and I could see that argument.
Yeah.
For me, it just gets washed over by the fact that Tyler Smith.
He's a beast at the left tackle position. He's been killing.
Yeah.
Again.
And McGovern has been playing phenomenal.
If I'm going to have to allow somebody to warm up to a position and warm back up to, their starting role, I'd rather have to deal with 1. Instead of the whole left side.
Here's a question though: if you're going to take that post and say I'd rather move 2 pieces to make sure I got the best 5, wouldn't justify why Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are considering bringing Tyron Smith back effective this coming weekend so that they will have time for that new setup to get back right? Because now keep in mind for those that may have forgotten, Tyler Smith spent the entirety of training camp at left guard.
Yeah.
Right. So it was more difficult for him to pop out at left tackle and be productive than it probably will be for him to return to left guard because it's a return.
See, but that's got a pro and a con to it too because Tyler Smith played tackle in college. He was the left tackle at Tulsa.
Yes, he did.
Then he switched to guard, had some struggles in the preseason.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, he was good, but he wasn't there
so
yet.
So let him struggle against Houston.
And that's the thing. I get the thought process of putting him back there. However, I don't think it's just a plug and a play because you have a left tackle that's been playing well. Yeah. You can put him back at left guard. Is he going to play that well immediately? I don't know if that's a fair expectation.
Probably not. So the expectation is probably not.
To get him two weeks to get ready for December.
My question that I posed to the panel is, wouldn't you be more comfortable in him taking his lumps against a team like the Texans, wherein you're so much better than them that if you execute and don't commit penalties, you should be able to mask whatever mistakes he makes in that game at left guard. And then you take him back to the film room post-Texans, get him back on the field, tweak these things, and then you should start to see improvement. So then by the time you get to Philadelphia game, hopefully on Christmas Eve, but most certainly to January, now those things are no longer really something that you're focused on.
So, spoiler alert, for the next couple of days, maybe even weeks, this isn't the last time we're going to talk about this.
No, it's not.
This will be a topic of conversation.
Let him take his left guard lumps against the Texans and the Jaguars.
I think it's fascinating. I really do, because the good part about it is it's a good problem to have. You have too many guys that are playing well. Oh, darn. We'll figure it out.
I got another good problem to have once we come back after the break.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah. There's a tease right there. When we come back, we've got helmet stickers. We're giving out our players of the game. Let us know what you would do on the offensive line. If you're listening and you're invested, tell us what your starting five would be.
Invested.
I know you are. I know. If you're listening to Talking Cowboys, you're invested. Give us your starting five on the offensive line as Tyron Smith returns. Let us know where you would put guys and where. All right, we'll be back with Patrick's next good problem to have with more Talking Cowboys right after this.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
I'm sorry, guys. Tis the season. I can't do this read right now, guys. I can't do this. 'Tis the season for Dallas Cowboys holiday youth camps presented by Invisalign. Registration for one-day football and dance academy camps are now open. Don't miss your chance to send your athlete to camp at AT&T Stadium on December 20th and 21st. You can register today at dallascowboys.com/academy.
Look at you.
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking.
Don't do it. Isaiah Stanback, Patrick Nosy Walker, Chris Beam. I wish I could tell you what we're laughing at, but we can't do it.
Oh, geez.
All right.
Can't do it.
Time now for helmet stickers. Every time the Cowboys get a victory, we give our helmet stickers our players
really
of
quick,
the game.
Tell them the other great problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell us.
The Cowboys did exactly what I wanted them to do in the return of Anthony Barr. Mm. Barr started.
Yes.
But Damone Clark got the bulk of the snaps as you ramp up Anthony Barr. And as a result, they both played very well.
Yeah, they
so
did.
So kudos to Barr the Cowboys who have a fantastic problem. And for those that are audio only, I did air quotes just then.
That's the first time that I saw Barr this year look like the dominant
Barr
that I remember. Oh, like his confidence was different. Like his approach, his energy, everything was. He's been making plays, making tackles, and he was just like, okay, I did my job. Yesterday, that boy was jacked up.
Do you think having some time off from an injury standpoint and getting a bit of a bird's eye view, especially for a new system? Helps out a little bit?
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, of course, not having to come in and have all the responsibility as well, I'm sure helps. Because Damone Clark, like Patrick was just saying, came in and played exceptionally well. His reads were better. We talked about it last week. He had shown that there was some of that there, that instincts, the ability to track down a guy. Physically, he was good last week.
He had Jonathan Taylor hearing footsteps.
Exactly.
He's running
around. This week, he was great.
A ball, that bubble screen, he kind of glanced out of and saw Damone bearing down and was like, oh, maybe I don't want to catch this.
His speed showed up for sure.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now it's time for helmet stickers. I like that, though. Good problem for the Cowboys to have in that linebacker core.
I know who I'm going with, but I'm stuck between two or three. So let's start with Isaiah.
Okay, Isaiah will go.
Oh, you want me to go?
Isaiah will go.
Let me go ahead and get this thing right. I got to find a spot.
It's a big old
strawberry. That's a big old
strawberry.
Y'all see this face right there? What would you guys title that face as?
It's like a kissy face. Yeah, you know, he's like puckering up.
It's a side eye. So you thought you knew face, okay?
You thought you knew.
This is Skip Pete right here, everybody. that's Skip Pete's face right there, everybody. So when everybody's up there talking about, you know, one running back versus two running backs, this is what he came down and said. He said, how about that 1-2 punch? So shout out to the whole running back room and Skip Pete right here. That's what for you.
I like that.
I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah, you just got to find the spot to put it.
Oh, I got a spot.
You got a spot for it because that thing is huge.
I gotta smooth it out.
It's almost as big as the helmet, the actual star on the helmet.
There you go.
All right, I've got this one. This one's got a couple of pineapples. They're reading the book here. They're studious pineapples. If you can see it right here, there's a couple of little guys. It's one of the smallest stickers that we have on the entire pack of smelly stickers that we have. I'm going to give this to the entire rookie class.
I like it.
They were studious. They've been learning. They've been ready for their time to shine, and that time came yesterday. Damone Clark, DeRon Bland, both forcing turnovers, both making massive plays. You had Tyler Smith. You had Sam Williams making a big play. Legitimately, the rookie class shined. Oh, and Malik Davis found the end zone as well. Another rookie getting some work done there, too. So, shouts out to the rookie class. They get my helmet sticker this week. It's a small sticker, just a tiny little sticker. Okay. Studious small pineapples.
And for me, I'm going with this little lollipop.
Small lollipop.
Lollipop, nonetheless. The reason I'm going with this lollipop is I'm going to award this to Malik Hooker. Why am I going to award this to Malik Hooker? Why a lollipop? Because going against his former team, he gets an interception on Matt Ryan. He gets a scoop and score, which is the first defensive touchdown of his career. But what he basically did was show the Colts that they made a huge mistake by not believing he could bounce back and play at a high level after suffering that torn Achilles in 2020. In doing so, he made the Colts look like suckers. So that's why I chose the lollipop. Malik Hooker made the Indianapolis Colts front office look like a bunch of suckers.
Small suckers.
Because he's back to an elite level. And Isaiah's going to give us five.
fined.
Why are you laughing?
You mean fired.
I don't understand. Listen, why you're laughing.
It's an N or an R.
I like you guys' selections.
I know you were talking about it in the break, but what's going on?
I like your selections.
He has water in his eyes right now. Like, he's over there crying.
You and Kyle have both selected suckers this year.
I did that as an homage to the legendary lollipop episode.
Yeah, but
so mine was homage. His was just completely genuine.
I like it though.
So
bunch
lollipop,
of suckers.
Bunch of suckers. I like
Colts
it.
Colts got made to look like a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, Malik Hooker, former Colt, came at it and took down his former team. He did so with emphasis. This was a fun one, guys. Cowboys Nation really enjoyed it. I enjoyed being there for this one at the stadium. Isaiah, I know you and I talked about this yesterday.
Yes, we had a ball.
It's different.
Pull yourself together, Isaiah.
I'm trying, man.
When we have an opportunity to go out there and be amongst Cowboys Nation, it's a little bit different. Patrick gets to do it on a weekly basis, which is outstanding. But when we get to do it, it's a little different. But then yesterday, that fourth quarter was about as fun.
It was nuts.
About as fun of a stadium atmosphere as I've ever seen at the NFL level. It felt like a college atmosphere. It really did.
To take a phrase from OBJ from the Minnesota win, those boys went crazy.
Yes, they did.
Those boys went crazy. And speaking of OBJ, maybe he'll be walking through and around this building here shortly if he's not already here.
Supposed to be here today, right?
He'll be here today.
And then he's going to spend some time at the Mavericks game.
Yeah.
And then he's going to have a meeting with Dak Prescott.
Mike McCarthy,
Jerry Jones. He'll be wined and dined.
It's prom
I'm sure.
night. It's prom night.
Yeah, lots going on here trying to recruit OBJ to
Something
join.
You say,
no. To join a team that
I know what
put
you're
up
thinking, though, and
54
I don't
points. Team that put up 54 points against the Indianapolis Colts. So that does it for us here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. We're taking your calls tomorrow. 888-855-2297. You can go ahead and get lined up. Give us some calls tomorrow as we get things rolling. We're also going to talk about our nickname competition.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about it because we've got some
especially after yesterday.
Interesting conversations to have about that one. Chris Beam for Isaiah Standback, for Patrick Nosey Walker. I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from Talking Cowboys. We'll see you tomorrow from the Star in Frisco.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!